taxi. Mm-hmm. Airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that's include everything. The food, the languages.
I love variety of local dialects.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coasts.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy city.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
korma sabzi.
Chulu kebab.
Iran, your attractive destination.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to another weekly episode of the series, Iran, Your Attractive Destination. Today, we introduce Abgine and Zaman Museums in Tehran. Do stay with us. Abgine Museum is the only museum in Iran which displays glassworks, ceramic and crystal-made items, showcasing a number of works of art remaining from the 1st and 2nd millenniums BC up to the Qajarid era. This museum is one of the most popular museums in Iran given its unique architectural style and the items which are put on public display in the museum. This museum is an octagonal-shaped two-story building with a foundation standing at 1,040 square meters. The building also maintains a basement. This building, like many other buildings that have been constructed in Qajarid era, maintains a complex architecture which is a blend of traditional Iranian and 19th century European architectural styles. The building is situated within an orchard that covers an area of 7,000 square meters, capturing the attention of many newcomers and enthusiasts. The unique design and well-maintained gates and windows of the museum are reminders of Saljuqid era architectural style, inspiring contemporary architects to create classic designs. The building of this museum was constructed in the year 1913 AD upon the instruction of one of the politicians of the Qajarid era, Ahmad Qawam, for personal use. In the year 1975 AD, this building was turned into a museum upon the cooperation of Iranian, Austrian, and German engineers headed by the designer Hans Hollin. This museum was inaugurated in the year 1980 AD. Plasterworks, brickworks, and cut mirrors have adorned this museum, which was registered as an Iranian National Heritage in the year 1998 AD. The glassworks and ceramic items of this valuable treasury have been displayed in this museum within six halls. As it was mentioned, some of the glassworks of this museum belong to 1st and 2nd millenniums BC, including items remaining from Achaemenian, Parthian, Sasanid, and pre-Islamic eras up to the Islamic era and recent centuries. The collection of the glassworks and crystal items of this museum depict the terms of development of glassworks industry and the skills of talented Iranian experts. Moreover, some of the crystal items which have been produced in Europe throughout the 18th and 19th centuries AD have been showcased in the museum. Some of the ceramic items in this museum date back to prehistoric times. Moreover, the enameled ceramic items belonging to Islamic era can be observed in the museum. The fact of the matter is that this museum introduces the 5,000-year history of glassworks and 10,000-year history of pottery upon depicting valuable and precious historical and cultural items in a number of interconnected halls and corridors. On the ceramic items which have been displayed in this museum, a number of adages and proverbs and prayers in addition to the poems of acclaimed and celebrated Iranian poets such as Nezami and Ferdowsi can be observed. The first and second halls are located on the first floor and other halls are situated on the upper floor. In the second hall, historical glassworks and ceramic items have been showcased for the visitors. The glassworks and ceramic items displayed on the first floor relate to prehistoric times. The most ancient handmade ceramic item on display in this hall belongs to the Parthian era. Another hall of this museum displays different types of ceramic items belonging to 3rd and 4th centuries AH. The fourth hall showcases the items remaining from Seljukid era, including items covered and decorated with works of calligraphy. The fifth hall depicts items which belong to 7th and 8th centuries AH. In addition to these items, a number of items of the Safavid and Qajarid eras are also on display in the museum. Furthermore, this museum maintains a workshop for renovation of items, a pottery workshop, an audiovisual hall, and a library with books on archaeology, history, and arts. Moreover, in order to introduce and support traditional arts and handicrafts sector, a number of items have been prepared for sales. Arts such as pottery, glass cutting, and painting are taught within a number of related courses in this museum. And Zaman Museum is the first time assessment museum in Iran, which was launched in the year 2008 AD. This museum has focused on a number of topics of importance, such as the notion of time, the viewpoint of different nations toward the concept of time, and terms of development of watch production industry. Moreover, initial clocks and watches such as sun dials and hourglass, in addition to mechanical watches and wrist watches, are on display in Zaman Museum. Also, part of documents related to Jalali calendar have been showcased in the museum. On the second floor of this museum, some of the most precious wristwatches and calendars are showcased for visitors. The foundation of this two-story museum stands at nearly 700 square meters. It has been constructed in a courtyard which covers nearly 5,000 square meters. The construction of this building dates back to 80 years ago. The building was constructed with sun-dried mud bricks and it maintained a wooden skeleton. It has been totally renovated and currently maintains an iron skeleton. The plaster works which decorate this building are a blend of Iranian and European styles. The facade of the building is a blend of Qajarid and modern styles. The plaster works which decorate this building have taken 10 years to complete. This museum belongs to Qajarid era and has been enlisted among Iran's national heritages in the year 2003 AD. Dear listeners, many thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to tune in next week. Take care and goodbye.